Welcome back, beautiful souls, to another season of Find Your Lady Tribe. My name is Brenda Ridgely, your host. You know, there's a certain kind of magic that happens when women of a certain age come together. We've weathered some storms, discovered our strengths, and are ready to tap into the wisdom we've accumulated to create our next big thing. This season, we're diving deep into the wellspring of longevity. We'll explore how to nurture our minds, bodies, and spirits so we can not only live longer, but live vibrantly. Whether you're dreaming of traveling, starting a creative pursuit, building an empire, or even saving the world. Yep, that's right, saving the world. This season is your guide to building the foundation for a life filled with purpose, joy, and an unstoppable sense of self. So grab your cup of tea, settle in, and get ready to be inspired. But before we get started, I want to remind you to subscribe. Give us a thumbs up if you're enjoying the show, and share it with your fellow midlife goddesses. Together, let's create a wave of empowered women who are redefining what it means to age gracefully, powerfully, and with a whole lot of Lady Tribe spirit.
Hey everybody, welcome to Find Your Lady Tribe. My name is Brenda and I am the host. And this season, I'm so excited about what we are talking all about longevity, how to make the most of these extra years that science and the medical community has squeaked out and all the modern technologies. How can we make the most of it and live the longest and best life that we can? So I'm so excited to be having a conversation with Sudhabe Mokri. She's a registered nurse with over 40 years experience in many healthcare settings. Currently, she practices holistic wellness and integrative therapy modalities. Coming to America as a refugee from Iran, Sudhabe inspires her patients, clients, and readers to a new level of understanding of the resilience of the human spirit, and she inspires them into action. Sudhabe, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Brenda. I am very excited and looking forward to our conversation.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Would you start us off by telling us a little bit more about you and why you do what you do?
That's a great question, Brenda. As you mentioned, I am originally from Iran and I moved to America about 33 years ago. And growing up, I grew up with this mentality of not good enough, not smart enough, not tall enough, beautiful enough, all of those enoughness that we compare ourselves with other people. And when I moved to America, I experienced a lot of challenges that made me to feel like, okay, what is there? Is there anything else to this life, or is it mainly suffering? So that is why I started searching, because I wanted the answer. I wanted to feel whole, and I wanted to heal from all the traumas that I experienced, you know, half of my life. So that is why I am here, to share all of the beautiful insight and the all of the information that I learn from other people and share it today.
Well, I'm sure that's ringing a bell for a lot of women out there, because regardless of our backgrounds, we find ourselves at some point in life kind of going, what's it all about? I mean, even if we've had what you might consider a charmed life where everything looks good from the outside looking in, you know, you get to this point where you go, what is it? What's going on for me? So doing that soul searching, and you had, you know, more extreme circumstances that you had to overcome. And so what were some of the findings, and what did it lead you to?
Yes, that is great. I discovered for many years of investing a lot of energy, money, and time to learn, okay, what is the answer? And what I realized, what I discovered, what I learned is we are holistic beings. We are not just the physical body. We have the mindset, mental body. We have the emotions, emotional body. And we are these powerful spirits within our physical body called a spiritual body. So there are four components to us as these holistic, powerful, holistic beings. And anytime one of these components, one of these aspects of our lives that is out of balance, we feel the impact of it. And that was the beginning of my journey to learn about mindset, because 95% of who we are, what we act, we say, we react to everyday life is based off subconscious programming that we are not even aware of. And only 5% that what we are doing is based as what we know. So learning about the power of mindset and how to rewire the brain and how to shift it to something positive from not good enough was the basis of my journey and the beginning of my journey.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. And that's an interesting starting point. So what, I mean, now and considering, you know, practices that enhance your health and well-being, what is your daily routine for maintaining that and, you know, even making progress in a good direction?
Yes. The first thing that I learned, because I was a nurse in Iran and I had 10 years of experience before I came to America. So when I came here and I found out that my marriage of 10 years ended suddenly, mm-hmm. I was stuck with two young children and no money, no family, friends, and I couldn't even speak the language. So mm-hmm. I had to go back to school, learn how to speak the language, and then become a nurse again. Through that and going through nursing school was my first actually experience about the mindset, when I was having a lot of trouble because I was learning English and learning how to get my registered nurse degree at the same time. Is I found out from one of our school advisor about the visualization and the power of mind. And she took me through this beautiful journey of visualizing that because I was having anxiety about the test. English was my second language. And she would take me through these visualization about like 15, 20 minutes every time I will work with her. And that would bring me to a place of first of calm and peacefulness, but also visualize what I wanted to see in advance. And that was my first experience. And I passed, not only I graduated from nursing school, I also was able to pass successfully the board exam. That was the most important challenge for my life as a person of that English wasn't this first language.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun at all, doing it knowing English. So good job on that one. Well, that's fantastic. So how would you encourage a middle-aged woman who feels kind of unsure of her future? You know, maybe she hasn't taken good care of herself in the past because she's been too busy taking care of everything else, you know, and she just doesn't know where to start.
That is a good question. I am going to give you a little bit of a mini story, because with all of the challenges that I experienced, I was able to work really hard, of course, and graduate from the nursing program, right? I worked two jobs because I was like, I wanted to get my life together. I had two jobs and was able in short few years, I bought my first home and I bought a brand new car. My children were teenagers and they didn't need me. And I felt empty inside. That was the literally my awakening my soul, awakening my new identity to figure out, okay, who am I? I was a mom. I am not anymore. Teenagers, they don't need us. And I was a wife. I am not anymore. So I am a nurse. I am a mother. I am a, you know, sister or whatever. But what is my purpose in life? And through that and reading, asking questions, the first step is like, I am where I am. Ask that question. What is it that works in my life? And when we find out, and then sometimes majority of time, actually, instead of saying what works in my life, we go to what doesn't work in my life. But don't worry about it. Don't judge yourself on that, because that brought me to the point to decide what is it that I want? What do I want to feel? What do I want to, you know, what is life about? And that way we learn where we are going and what is it that we do want. From what we do not want, if you take a piece of paper and put a line in the middle of that piece of paper, and one side say, what is it that I don't like? What is it that is not working? And then from that, make it a positive, is just what is it that you really do want?
Right, because that's what you focus on expands. But that contrast of the negative experience and what you do not want is a reference point to, so that you can identify what you do want. So that's what I hear you saying.
Absolutely. That is where we go. Because sometimes, you know, you hear from all the gurus and, you know, coaches that focus on positive. And we want to be in a positive state of mind. But we have to understand the power of our emotions. That's what I always tell people. Don't judge yourself for how you feel, because our feeling, our emotions are our guide. It tells us what is it that is missing and we want to create and attract in our life.
Yes, absolutely. So you would tell them to ask themselves questions to figure out what they do want.
Absolutely. Yes.
If they're lost. Okay.
Hey lady, just wanted to take a moment and interrupt right now in the middle of the show to ask you to subscribe. Yes, press that button right now. This show is all about you, the midlife woman. Let's do this thing together. So join us, subscribe now.
So why is spirituality and mindset especially important during the middle age stage of life?
Absolutely. It is important at all level, but in the middle age, at the time that we have done so much already, and we grow, right? We raise our children, we work caregivers, we have jobs and everything. The mindset that it tells us that, excuse me, not good enough, that shows up. I remember myself, I was aware of something that I would say to myself when nobody was around, that nobody loves me. Mm-hmm. Because I had my marriage failed for, you know, that was actually a gift for me to discover who I was and be who I am, the person that I didn't like myself and now I like myself. That is the mindset is very important to figure out that who we are, because there is something called neuroplasticity, that the brain changes. We can rewire our mindset of going from the thoughts that we repeat day after day. And majority of these things, the subconscious mind shapes before the age of 6 and 7. So we are not really aware of it. However, when we are experiencing life, and that I remember my mom used to say, we are just not lucky. And I believe that. I am not lucky. And for me was, I am not smart enough. Mm-hmm. And then going through school in a new country, a new language, I learned little by little. I literally was able to, that progress that I made shaped and changed my mindset to believe in myself and to feel a little bit confident.
Yeah, and let's talk about this just a little bit as far as that voice in your head replaying the not enoughs and the woulda, coulda, shouldas and all that. Ladies, that is not you talking. If you don't know, you know, if I think for many years I did, and many people think that that is themselves telling themselves that. And these are patterns that are just ornery It's a pattern that you need to disrupt. And that's what Sudaba is talking about, is reshaping, you know, your brain and remolding it with this plasticity to have new messages of encouragement and hope. And you did it. You can do it and all that. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Yes, that is the whole thing. That, you know, some people talk about visualization, people talk about affirmation. And I listened to one of your podcasts about affirmation and what we need to be in that, space, that when we say, I am loved, I am beautiful, we believe it, you know, at least a little bit. So it is great. We have to create that environment. And because we are this powerful soul, we come to this life to learn, to grow and evolve. Every moment, every little thing, there are many layers to us. As we heal, I use the word heal, not as curing any form of disease, but as we heal in a little bit aspects of who we are, we go through the next level, and then life happens, and then next level, next layer comes to our conscious level to say, oh, what happened? So at any given moment when we are facing with what we call life challenges or obstacles, we need to sit down and say, okay, what is the lesson I need to learn?
And what is the good from this also?
Exactly.
And why is this for me instead of to me, right?
Exactly. Because for me, when I was able to get my life together, I literally wrote a letter and I gave it to my son to give it to my ex-husband. Say, thank you for giving me a second chance in life. Mm. You know, going through that, place that I felt lonely. I didn't have anyone. I felt at time that I felt that life wasn't even worth living because I lost everything. And I started from minus zero and all of that. And every time I would come home, I turn on the TV and there was something about the spirituality. And I learned from the amazing spiritual healers such as Louise Hay, Wayne Dyer, and all of these things. And I learned and learned and learned. The most important thing that I learned that is really helping me every day is learning that we are not alone.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. And sometimes in life, we feel very alone. And you know, that's why I'm so passionate about helping women find their tribe, you know, build deep, meaningful relationships. Because really, oftentimes, we are just really living the same experience or a similar experience side by side, but we don't share it enough to know that we're not alone. Right?
Absolutely. We are not alone. I believe that there is a greater power out there. Some people call it God, some people call it universe, some people call it higher consciousness. I learned the connecting that with that powerful soul, also learn about the angelic realm. Some people believe in it and some people don't, and it is okay. But I learned through my life, especially since I moved to America, I felt like there were angels, like I call like real people, everyday people came to my life and helped me to go from one stage, one step to the next. I believe that they were angels. So we are also have literally guardian angels. That's the most important part of spirituality, is whether we believe in God, we believe consciousness, whatever it is just we have this powerful soul and we are not walking on our journey, on our path in life alone, whether it's the heavenly angels or the humanly angels, whatever it is. And that's what I love and attracted to the name of your podcast, Lady Tribe, that we need to connect. Yeah. And
yes, you're preaching to the choir here, Sudaba. That's absolutely, I'm right there with you. Thank you. So a couple things, you have a couple like best-selling books out there. Tell
Yes,
us about them and how our readers, our readers and listeners and viewers can find it.
Yes, definitely. For many years, everybody that heard about my story throughout, I mean, the whole story, that is a long thing to talk about, and I want to help other people and your listeners, is I was guided to write the book, and talking about mindset, and like, English is my second language. What do you mean that I need to write the book? And I did everything that I could to learn because I wanted to write it on my own. And I hired an amazing editor, and together we were able to publish the first book that's called Angel Nightingale. And that is the beautiful stories of people came into my life. I call them my angels. And also the great stories of my patients and how I helped them. And they found either they transitioned to the other side with peace and healing and dignity, or the patients that I helped them and they found health and well-being. And the second book that was published in 2020 actually is called Emerging You. Emerging You, it's more like have all the self-help book and gives tools that the thing that helped me to become the best version of me. Emerging You is how to become the best version of yourself. And they both are available on Amazon.
Perfect. Well, they sound wonderful. I'm interested in both, but the angel one sounds really right up my alley too. So thank you. Do you have a couple, two or three tips, just takeaways for our listeners of something for them to just quickly, hey, I could get this started today.
Yes, absolutely. The first thing that I learned in my journey is the first thing that I heard and learned, and I am doing today. Stop watching news. Stop listening to the negativity on the news, because the mind has all the negativity in it for many lifetime. So don't do that. Don't engage in negativity. If there are people in your network that they are bringing your energy down, and say thank you for being in my circle, but no thank you, I don't need to listen to that negativity. So remove all the negative aspects of your life and surround yourself with positive people, the people that bring your energy up. Talk about positivity, talk about joy, because we truly live in an abundant world that we have the power to create and manifest everything we want. Focusing on negativity and a gossip and he did, she did, it doesn't serve you. And the third thing I would say, connect. Connect, connect, connect with your soul, connect with whatever they believe in. If they are religious people, connecting with God, that is wonderful. If you are a spiritual person, you want to meditate, do that. Because I wake up like 1 hour before I go to work and I take care of myself, listening, visualizing, meditating 5 minutes. As we do 5 minutes, after 5 minutes, then we learn how to bring more peace and positivity into our being so we can share it with others.
Love it. And I would say also connect with your people. I
Yes.
think that's a key one for all of us, because we have become so disconnected with a virtual option for everything, right?
Absolutely. I have amazing people that we are best friends, and we may just go weeks and don't talk to each other, but when I reach out and they are there for me and vice versa. Just always a positive group of people. That's all we need.
We need
Positivity,
that. Yes,
connection.
everybody needs that. So thank you so much. So how do our listeners find you, Sudabeth?
Thank you so much. It's just my name, Sudabe Mokri, on all the social platform that I am on Facebook, on Instagram. I have TikTok, YouTube, and of course my website, sudabemokri.com.
And I will have all of her links in the show notes. So if you're driving right now or whatever, you can just find us later and find those links there. So my final question for you, this is a big one for me, Sudabe, how do you tribe?
That is great because I am all about tribing. I have a great group of friends and network that we just check on each other. We sometimes via Zoom, and sometimes we just create these network of getting together and bringing all the inspiration that we all have learned, and we connect that way together.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being here today. This has been a beautiful conversation that I just cherish. And I always kind of wrap up with you're here and I'm here and all of our audience and listeners are here. When three or more gather, we are a tribe. Thank you so much.
Love it. Thank you, Brenda.